I'm so excited to talk about this topic today because it's a question that I have strong opinions on and many thoughts to share. Should you quit your day job to start your fashion brand? And taking it one step further, if you stay, should you tell your boss that you're starting a business? That's what we're talking about in today's episode.
Welcome to Start Your Sustainable Fashion Brand. I'm Shannon Lohr, the founder and CEO of Factory 45, the online business school for sustainable fashion brands. Whether you're looking for business strategy, marketing tips, or a 10-minute pep talk, this is the podcast for fashion entrepreneurs who want to take action, pursue their passion, and make waves in the fashion industry. Let's get started.
So many thoughts. Where do I begin? Okay, let's start here. There is a myth or a false belief being perpetuated by social media, business coaches, and so-called experts that in order to be a legitimate entrepreneur and start a legit business, you have to give everything up. You have to go all in. You have to quit your job and have no backup plan so you can dedicate all of your time and energy into starting your business. The message is that you have to go all in on your dreams, and if you don't, then you don't believe in yourself enough, that you're not serious, and that if you don't give 110%, then you'll only ever have a side hustle or a hobby. And I call BS on all of that. Here's what I know. I've started 3 businesses over my 10 plus years of entrepreneurship. And while I was starting each one, I worked a job at the same time to make money and support myself. And you know what? Working that J-O-B is one of the biggest factors that I attribute to my success. Why? Because I didn't have to rely on the revenue of my businesses to support me until it was financially stable. So while I was starting my clothing brand back in 2010, I worked as a waitress and a bartender to pay my bills. When I was starting my consulting business in 2012, I worked as a content and communications manager for an author. When I was starting Factory 45, I went back to bartending. It wasn't until 2015, and you know, I saw the financial projections for Factory 45 as well as enough cash coming in that I poured my last drink and quit bartending for good. In fact, this is what my life looked like for a solid 6 years. Head to the bar at 7 p.m. to start my shift. Work until last call at 2 a.m., clean up, close down the bar, wind down. I got home around 3:30 a.m., wake up at 9:30 a.m. and work on my business during the day until my shift started again at 7 p.m. the next night. Let me tell you, it was a grind. But also, working a day job from 9 to 5 every day or longer is a grind too. And bartending gave me the freedom during the day to work on my business. It also gave me another kind of freedom, the freedom to not make major decisions under pressure. I knew that in the early stages of building any type of business, when things are so new and so vulnerable, the last thing you want is to rely on that fledgling business to support your livelihood. So whenever people ask me, should I quit my day job to start my fashion brand? My answer is always going to be no. Not only is it important to have an income for things like your rent and groceries, but every new business comes with expenses. In the case of a fashion brand, you're going to want to have cash flow to put towards things like patterns and samples and photo shoots. I found that even when people have a chunk of savings, you know, they've saved up money to put towards starting their brand, they still feel restricted in how they're going to spend it because it's a finite amount. It's going to run out. There is a freedom in knowing that you have money coming in every month. And, you know, what a privilege to be in that position. It's not something to be taken for granted. Okay, so if I've convinced you to keep your day job while you're starting your fashion brand, that brings us to the next question, which is, should you tell your boss that you're starting a business? To be fair, the answer to this is nuanced and depends entirely on your unique situation, your job, the relationship you have with your boss, the work culture, so many factors. With that in mind, I'll just share how some of my past entrepreneurs in Factory 45 have navigated the situation. One person who wished to be unnamed said, "I decided not to tell my employer because I didn't want to risk losing my means of salary that was crucial to funding my own venture. I also thought it would create unnecessary tension that I wanted to avoid." On the other hand, Tiffany said, "I didn't have an intentional conversation with my employer about starting my own business, but I didn't make any great efforts to hide it either. I'm friends with so many colleagues, including supervisors on social media and in person, and it would have been pretty impossible to keep it a secret. That said, they found out when the rest of my social media network did, and I launched my website online." She went on to say, "I was pretty nervous about the idea of them finding out, but I also knew that as long as I was doing my job well, it shouldn't be a problem, and I always made my quote-unquote real job the priority." And then Colleen said, "I was about 3 months into Factory 45 before I told my boss. I eventually had to because I often had to stop at my pattern maker in the morning or had to leave early to pick up fabrics, etc. They were understanding, but they made it a point that my project management position came first. I always felt a little on pins and needles, juggling both jobs and feeling a little timid about asking to leave early." So there you have it. Three different scenarios and outcomes of navigating your business and your job. I will say all three of these people ended up leaving their day jobs eventually to run their businesses full time. They just didn't do it right away. I hope that's helpful advice to hear and a different way to think through the possible compulsion to just go and quit your job. It's something you should really think long and hard about. And if you do make the decision to leave, then I would make sure you have a significant chunk of savings, at least $5,000 to $10,000 saved up, you know, depending on where you live, what the cost of living is. And you want to have the means to make money in another way, let's say freelancing or a side hustle or bartending like I did or babysitting if you have to. In the meantime, if you're interested in learning more about how to raise money for your fashion brand without draining your savings or taking out a loan or finding investors, I'm teaching a free workshop that will teach you how to get started. This is the most sustainable and least risky way to launch that I teach all of my entrepreneurs in Factory 45, and I'm offering it to you for free. Sign up at factory45.co/sustainable-fashion-event. We really gotta shorten that link. It will be in the show notes below.